Hello, it's Monday, August 17th, and that means two things. There's only 2 days left before Nails Innovation Day at the pre-conference for the IES. So get on that, get email info at nail.org right now so you can have the link when streams go live. And it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief brought to you by Keystone Technologies, keystonetech.com, or the link in the description, because we're talking about their direct drive LEDs. So these are, these will swap out 42 watt CFLs for 16 watt LED lamps. That's 60% savings. For that savings, you still get 2,000 lumens, 50,000 hours of life, and a bypass ballast design. So it's a quick, easy install, available both horizontally and vertically. News is Signify is closing their Kansas plant. This is in Salina, Kansas. It manufactures conventional lighting, at least until July, when all that production will move to Poland and India. New in-person trade show announced. This is the ArcLight Summit in Dallas, September 21st and 22nd. The Richard Kelly grants have been announced. These are going to Trinetra Manika Vasagam and Yulia Chukova for their works in color perception and glare, respectively. Ushio has tested their far UVC tech successfully on humans. These are a filtered 222 nanometer light, co-produced by Kobe University, and it reduced bacteria on skin without damaging it. Job cuts at Cooper's Job cuts at a Cooper factory are threatening its tax benefits. So they're cutting 300 jobs at their factory, moving those to Mexico. Cooper has released a statement that they regret the job losses and will work with former employees and the local government on retraining and placement. But there you go. New lighting design magazine from Edison Report launches. This is called Designing Lighting and will focus on the business side of that field. The LRC opens an online health institute. This is an 8-week online course already open for registration. Your first lecture will run in September. The IALD takes Enlighten Americas and Enlighten Europe events online. These had been planned for October and November, will now take place on the internet. ALA plans a new virtual symposium, seminars, networking groups, and Q&A sessions. This will be running in September. IES adds a university membership category, so students in lighting programs may now join the IES. Cooper Lighting names the Source Awards winners. This is a grand prize, as well as 7 other prizes, were given out on a virtual ceremony on the 10th. The ALA's Women in Lighting Committee launches a mentor matching program, which will pair women randomly, quarterly, and they can share advice and network, and there will be guided discussions and other good things. Ellis Yan is back on the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast, not talking about lighting per se, just talking about his story, going from the mountains to the U.S. and some very interesting misadventures with student visas in between. Infineon Tech creates a new smart controller. This is an entirely new driver designed to control lamps. Signify joins the GLA's UVC standard, newest group to affirm that guideline. Hubble launches a new smart camera. So these are spectra-safe luminaires that have HD cameras, microphones, and speakers, so you to enable two-way communication. Explaining why LED adoption is so slow in the residential sector. This is an interesting read from Trico Holdings in their blog. Recapping the Figerholt January to June report, sales and revenues are down a lot, but they still posted a profit. Vanguard Profiles, RAB Lighting, Scott Jacobson. This is a law blog for interviewing RAB's chief IP counsel. Amazon will now be held liable for products sold by third-party sellers through their marketplace. This is after a Court of Appeals decision. 5 questions about Lightfair. Dan Darby, show director, explains what's going on at this conference as well as next year's. Coffee break with Phantom Distribution CEO. This is a quick interview with Peter Agrawal. about LED distribution. I think you might know a thing or two about that as well. Lux Awards announces their judges. It's two panels this year, one for project awards, one for products. They've been formed. There's a list. KSA Lighting and Controls backs a charity golf tournament going on today. Golf for a Child Invitational is being held in Kane County. Light Fair 2021 is calling for speakers. You may get your proposals in before September 14th. Wesco has reached an agreement with the Canadian Competition Bureau with regard to their merger with Annixter. They're going ahead with that. Osram shows off a new exhibition center project. 100,000 LEDs installed at the Shenzhen World Exhibition Center. Occupancy sensor market will reach $3.6 billion in value by 2025, according to Markets and Markets. G&G Industrial Site Lighting has launched a new website. Brillin Electric of Fort Mill, South Carolina, is secured $1.1 million in financing to expand what they do. Energy Focus shares are up almost 90% as of Friday. No, sorry, 9%, not 90, 9% as of Friday. Bo Rimes gives us a bit of analysis for the stock shifts for LSG and how interest in UVC directly correlates to that. Explosion-proof LED market to grow by just under 8% by 2025, reaching a grand total global value of $687 million, according to Market Insight reports. ADT is the newest member of the Zigbee Alliance. They're also going to be part of their Project Chip. That's a connected home over IP project. Mars Electric is moving to a much nicer facility in Akron. Cree expects to post a decline in earnings. This is two different stock analysts predicting bad news for their earnings report tomorrow. Fluence has partnered with Quality Wholesale for their horticultural product lines across Canada. LED-backed tomato farm grows tomatoes year-round in Moscow. This is a Signify horticultural project that just finished up. PNS Intelligence sets the growth rate for grow lights at 18% over the next 10 years, citing population growth and food security as the main cause for this. An analysis from Molly Graham at the MEEA is calling on the cannabis sector to improve horticultural efficiency. Panama City is considering smart streetlights, spending some of their stimulus money. We've got a good recap of the ongoing civil liberties discussions with regard to San Diego's smart street lights and their cameras. EB Horseman and Sons are moving just up the street, but to a much bigger facility that's in Calgary. Sun Valley, Idaho plans a dark sky ordinance. City Council is going to roll out regulations by 2025. 56 Maine schools receives funds for an LED retrofits. That's about $1 million of incentives spent on this program. Howard County of Maryland has set a bird-friendly building requirement. Green or LED or LEED certifications will be withheld from buildings that threaten birds with lighting, facades, height, just general position. So keep that in mind there. Yolo County in California has three new places you can drop off fluorescent tubes for recycling. Casey Begquist Incorporated will be representing MaxLite in Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, and parts of Nebraska. Atlantic Beach, North Carolina goes smart. This is a smart city, a smart system for a park that will run levels and schedules differently for different areas of the park. Salix expands in Southwest Ontario. This includes their partnership with Signify. These are rep agents for Kitchener, Waterloo, and the Golden Horseshoe, as well as the GTHA Ontario. Chart Attack has a handy little list of the best garage lights, courtesy of reviewer Marella Bush. A new study has charted sandhopper migration on lit beaches. They don't migrate so much when the beaches are lit up, is what they found. PC Mag has named their Reader's Choice for smart home products. This goes from smart bulbs to robot mops. HP LED doesn't sell LEDs anymore. They only sell personal protective equipment. That's how far they pivoted. Jefferson City electrical workers donated their time to retrofit the lighting at Jefferson City Rape and Abuse Crisis Service. Good on them. Trapping and reusing noble gases. This is a new material that can capture xenon and krypton better and more safely than any previous method. A Washington U team has powered an LED with energy stored in a brick. Classic red construction brick. It's old story using the hematite that's already in the brick as supercapacitors. That's just cool. I don't know what to tell you. Oppo has patented a Li-Fi ready smartphone. This is a Chinese consumer electronics maker moving into visible light communications. Michigan Forest has been turned into a crazy light show. Glenlore Trails and Blue Water Technologies have partnered on a trippy, night hiking experience. Ernie Smith for the Tedium blog explains why those tiny indicator LEDs on everything you own are so annoying. A study at Cornell has proved that UVC can be used to kill mildew on crops. They're suggesting that it will also be effective on other fungi and possibly insects. And here's a party trick for you from Sarah Welch. How to make a fluorescent tube glow while standing under power lines. And another DIY project, we have a color-changing LED clock. It's, you use origami balls and timing to indicate time of day and day of the week. Notes on hirings, departures, and promotions. It's just promotions because Tivoli has named Robert C. Pullman to the National Sales Manager position and Carrie Verkull to the Strategic Account Manager. And that has been the light read. That has been the Lighting Industry News Brief. I have been Scott Wachter. This has been brought to you by Keystone and Nailed. It's more than just me talking to myself. In 2 days, it's going to be Mike and Greg from Get a Grip on Lighting talking to some of the biggest names in lighting. Real researchers, real experts, great stuff. It's going to be the most important topics they could think of. It's going to be great. But until then, enjoy Dollar Bill. I'll see you Monday.
Be the old school. Yeah, old school. We the old school. Yeah, old school. Been getting that money for a girl sweet as honey. Got me some roses and a little bling. I knocked on her door, she said, what you waiting for? I heard you was looking for a king. Been climbing the pyramid, her steps made of green. I'm getting closer, getting closer to my little queen. I'm getting closer, getting closer. Some homegirls caught me the other day, running around, acting funny in a certain kind of way. I was looking for a card and a pretty bouquet. Making moves on the hustle, making a play. Making moves on the hustle, didn't want to miss my little queen's birthday. They say I'm acting like a fool, just trying to play it cool. Better old school. This is how we old school. Just trying to play it cool. But she likes it better old school. I heard you was looking for a king. Been climbing the pyramid, your steps made of green. The future might be unforeseen, but when I get there, we'll reconvene. For you and me, there's no in between. Got me some roses and a little bling. Climbing the pyramid with a diamond ring. They say I'm pimping, but I'm getting closer to my little queen. Pulled up in my Coupe de Ville, got the radio on, said we gonna chill. First we'll hit the bar and grill, then get out of Jacksonville. closer. Say I'm acting like a fool, just trying to play it cool. But like a game of pool, she likes it better, old school.